You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Lonnie Minifield, age 63, of Shongaloo, who was booked on a warrant for simple burglary. One other arrest reported on various warrants, including resisting an officer, flight from an officer, driving under suspension, no insurance, expired license tag, and no taillight, and was also booked as a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. The Bienville Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Barbara Lynn Butler, age 61, of Jamestown, booked on three warrants for illegal possession of stolen firearm, accessory after the fact of aggravated burglary, and obstruction of justice. The charges stem from a burglary reported at a residence in Jamestown where two firearms were stolen. A juvenile had previously been taken into custody in connection with the incident. One of the weapons was recently recovered. Butler's charges are the results of theft, possession, and concealment of a firearm. She was booked in the Bienville Parish Jail and later transferred to the Wynn Parish Women's Facility. The search for a second weapon was the basis of a consent to search the residence on Madden Mill Creek Road on March 15th, resulting in the arrest of four suspects on drug-related charges. That second weapon has not yet been located. The investigation continues. Other arrests may follow. A 20% chance of showers today, high near 80, south wind, gust to 25 miles an hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 63, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Morning clouds with clearing skies Thursday, high 82, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy Thursday night, low 67, south wind, gust to 25 miles an hour. 90% chance of showers Friday, high 78, 20% Friday night, low 52, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Cassandra Cooper pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace and will stand trial at a later date. Rodney Hawthorne pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace and will stand trial later. Kevin Brian Hubbard pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Paige Stockwell was fined $150 plus court cost, or 15 days in jail, plus a 15-day suspended sentence, and placed on one-year probation for theft. Jimmy Thomas pleaded not guilty to storage of junk vehicle and will stand trial at a later date. Kevin Giles was fined $75 plus court costs for unlawful storage. Taisha Trishan Poole will stand trial May 24th for theft. Oren Boyd Sword will stand trial May 24th for disturbing the peace by being drunk. Jake Austin Tompkins was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days of community service for remaining after being forbidden, fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days of community service for disturbing the peace by being drunk, and was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for resisting an officer. The latest report from the Louisiana Workforce Commission reports the unemployment rate for Webster Parish during the month of January was 4.4%. The report shows during January there were 627 persons listed as unemployed in Webster Parish. The rate was 3.9% in December and 4.4% in January of 2022. Checking the rates for area and neighboring parishes, the rate was 3.1% in Bossier, 4% in Caddo, 4% in DeSoto Parish, 4.3% in Bienville, 3.6% in Claiborne, 3.3% in Jackson Parish, 3.4% in Lincoln, 4.2% in Natchitoches, 3.4% in Red River Parish, 3.6% in Sabine Parish, 4.2% in Wynn Parish. The rate was 3.7% in Ouachita, 4% in Union Parish. The statewide rate was at 3.6%, with the nationwide rate at 3.9%. Again, the unemployment rate for Webster Parish during the month of January was 4.4%. Registration for the Webster Parish Ready Start program continues on Friday in Spring Hill. Registration will be held from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Friday at the Frank Anthony Building at 301 West Church Street in Spring Hill. Parents attending registration need to have the child's birth certificate, Social Security card, an updated immunization record, parent driver's license, two current proofs of residence, two current consecutive paychecks for each adult in the household, SNAP, Medicaid, or DCFS if applicable. The Webster Ready Start program provides access to high-quality learning experiences and programs for children newborn to age 5. The program helps prepare young students for kindergarten. Studies show that children prepared for kindergarten have a better chance of not repeating grades and eventually graduating from high school. Ready Start is also a benefit to parents and businesses. Parents are able to work while the child is in the program. For local business, the program expands the available workforce, reduces the amount of time that working parents spend away from their job, and businesses interested in becoming a Ready Start partner can receive tax benefits. The program receives a dollar-for-dollar match on the investment. For more information, go to WebsterReadyStart.com. The annual UCAP Hunger Fest and Dessert Auction is Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock at First United Methodist Church. Tickets are $5 per person and are available from any UCAP volunteer and will be sold at the door. The meal will include a bowl of soup, crackers, and iced tea, followed by the auction on cakes, pies, cookies, candy, and more. Proceeds go to assist with utilities, rent, emergency lodging, and food. The annual Greater Minden Chamber Awards Gala event is scheduled for Tuesday evening, March 28th, at the Minden Civic Center. Tickets are available for $60 per person. During the night will be presentation of awards, including the Small Business of the Year, Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, the Community Partner of the Year, along with the Man of the Year and Woman of the Year awards. The doors will open at 6:30. Program starts at 7 o'clock. Contact the Chamber 377-4240 for tickets. The Sibley Volunteer Fire Department Annual Bass Tournament is scheduled for Saturday on Lake Bistineau. Registration will be Friday evening from 5 till 8 p.m. at Sibley Town Hall. The entry fee is $100 per team. Weigh-in is scheduled for 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon at Port of Bistineau. You can turn in your entry form to any fire department member or mail your forms with registration check to Sibley Fire Department, P.O. Box 309, Sibley, Louisiana, 71073. Services for Dolores D. Basco are scheduled for Saturday at the Evergreen Union Church with Floyd Smith officiating, with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery. Survivors include her husband, Neyland Basco. Her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral service for Paul Beasley is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at DeRidder High School Auditorium. A visitation and wake is scheduled for 7 o'clock Friday evening at DeRidder High School. Local survivors include Mary Beasley of Minden. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers will have the area code of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a utility trailer and a 2001 Honda Accord. Call 205-1751. They have for sale a utility trailer along with a 2001 Honda Accord at 205-1751. wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage for parts. They're at 455-3052. Wanted a 2010 Kia Sportage for parts. 455-3052. Wanted kitchen cabinets at 268-0325. That's wanted some kitchen cabinets. Call 268-0325. They have a refrigerator to give away. It does work. For information, call 658-8837. They have a refrigerator they will give away. The refrigerator does work. It's at 658-8837. Lost Siamese cat in the landfill road area. Answers to mama if seen or found. Please call 763-5313. They've lost a Siamese cat in the landfill road area. Answers to mama if seen or found. Please call 763-5313. For sale, a microwave, a dorm-size refrigerator, and a propane grill. They're at 382-5626. For sale, a microwave, a dorm-size refrigerator, and a propane grill at 382-5626. Beagle dogs for sale for $25 each at 532-0618. They have beagle dogs for sale. They're going for $25 each. Call 532-0618. Room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid, and they want a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. They have a room available for rent. It's for $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. For sale, a 5-horsepower boat motor. Call 572-1523. They have a 5-horsepower boat motor for sale. Call 572-1523. For sale, a boat, a 90-horse motor, and trailer. All for sale, 205-6890. That's a boat with a 90-horse motor and trailer. All for sale at 205-6890. A washer for sale for $150. Call 394-4362. For sale, a clothes washer. They're asking $150, 394-4362.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.